Thank you, Wanda. Will a soccer stadium at Miami Seaport threaten jobs that are already there? Well, a group that opposes David Beckham's proposed soccer stadium thinks so, but an acclaimed online political fact-checker says no. A television and radio ad released by the Miami Seaport Alliance, led by Royal Caribbean Cruises, says that putting a soccer stadium near Port Miami would threaten some 207,000 jobs. But PolitiFact Florida rates that claim as false. For one thing, the number of jobs cited in the ad comes from a study done in 2012. And the largest category of jobs are importers and exporters. Amy Sherman is a Miami Herald reporter who wrote the story for PolitiFact Florida.
So even if we say, you know, hypothetically, that the stadium gets built at the port and it's such a mess that, you know, tons of cruise operators and cargo operators flee Port Miami, those jobs don't vanish. They would just essentially be relocated to other ports in Florida.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez has proposed a different location for the soccer stadium, a boat slip in downtown Miami near the American Airlines Arena. Beckham says Port Miami is still his first choice. But let's leave port right now and go out on the bounding main. Christopher Columbus arrived in the New World on a ship called the Santa Maria. A veteran ocean explorer claims he's found the wreck of that history-changing vessel off the coast of Haiti. As WLRN America's editor Tim Padgett reports, it's now up to scientists to verify the discovery.
The Santa Maria ran aground on Christmas Eve in 1492 off Haiti's north shore near what is now Cape Haitien. Using historical records, underwater archaeologist Barry Clifford says he recently located remnants of the ship. The job of confirming the blockbuster find falls to Charles Beaker, the director of Indiana University's underwater science program. Beaker says the evidence he's seen so far, including wrought iron guns, is strong. He spoke to WLRN from the Dominican Republic after visiting the site.
You know, this may take time. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we have the Santa Maria. I'm going to tell you that it's compelling. The site that Barry's announcing is it may prove to be it.
Making verification difficult is the fact that Columbus ordered much of the Santa Maria torn apart to build a coastal fort. Beaker says the site has also been prone to looting. But if this is indeed the Santa Maria, Beaker says it would be one of the most important archaeological breakthroughs in the Americas.
An alien spaceship today landing in the North America would be equivalent to the Santa Maria coming to the New World. This is the first permanent contact between European and the indigenous people.
The find would also be tourism treasure for Haiti. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.